nut to crack. It's not easy to say why narcissists act the way they do, and there is no singular reason. Within these pages, you'll be given a peek inside the extreme inner world, allowing you to better understand your thought processes and motivations. If you have ever worried that you yourself might be a narcissist, these chapters will help you to self-reflect on that question and decide whether or not treatment through clinical therapy is a wise course of action to take. If you had a narcissistic parent, the psychological effects can be so severe that it can haunt you for the rest of your life, and even cause you to adopt the same qualities and thereby pass them on to your children, causing an endless cycle. This book is intended to shed some light on both the underlying disorder as well as all the resources and options available to those who are in this situation. It will hopefully prove as an incredibly valuable resource to anybody who finds themselves in this tragic situation. Above all, don't be afraid and neither be discouraged. You will find not only information but encouragement and power in this book. You will be well equipped to get a much better understanding as to diagnosing and treatment of the disease. Life isn't over just because you have narcissistic personality disorder. There are new powerful ways to treat it that you deserve to know about so you or your loved one can live a happy, healthy, and safe life. The biggest obstacle is making the change yourself and finding a way to better who you are by being better to the people around you. This book will help you figure out the answers to dealing with your condition, regardless of whether you bully, manipulate, control, or criticize. The information given in this book will help you fully understand what the narcissistic disorder is, the various types of narcissism, different ways to deal with your condition in the various aspects of your life, and how you can regain your sense of control. Once you are armed with the right information, it won't be difficult to deal with your personality. When you start to follow a couple of simple practices, you will see that interacting with others doesn't have to destroy them. Once you understand the various tips and tricks given in this book, you can regain the control you thought was lost. It is time to take corrective action and empower yourself to regain your control once again. Finally, you'll get plenty of guidance on how to stop narcissistic abuse in its tracks and move toward personal healing. So if you are ready to take the leap, let's get started. Chapter 1, Pathological Jealousy, Lies and Insecurity. Pathological Jealousy, Anger and Envy. Jealousy is a major emotion experienced by those with narcissism. They want to be the best, and they view themselves as superior. If a person comes along that is truly better at something, jealousy kicks in. For example, a group of men are playing basketball. It is natural to want to be the best, but for most people, they learn to accept when another player is better. However, for the narcissist, this isn't possible. This can result in intense jealousy to the person who outplays. Anytime their delusions of grandeur are questioned, or another person is shown better at something, narcissists can experience humiliation. This can cause them to become angry and lash out at the people they feel humiliated them. Anger is one of the most common emotions that a narcissist experiences. This anger can also become rage if the person is not able to control it. Someone may become angry for the smallest things, such as a friend taking 2 minutes to talk to someone else when they are around. Anything that takes the attention from a narcissist is enough to trigger anger. Feeling inferior, criticism and jealousy, or anger can also trigger anger in a narcissist. The narcissist feels that everything they have is the best, and that they absolutely deserve the best of everything. If they see someone with a newer or nicer car, for example, this can trigger them to become envious. In some cases, this envy can become almost obsessive. They will focus on it, think of it constantly, and try a number of ways to essentially one-up the person who has something that they are envious of. Emptiness is another emotion that is common with narcissism. It can make them feel unsettled and uneasy. Remember that the narcissist needs to feel as though they are powerful